People we preach to. So if we are cold, we won't even go out. But if the Holy Spirit rests upon us, the fire in your bone, your pastor don't need to beg you to go and tell somebody about Christ. The problem with the church is that the church is getting cold. When we get cold, how can we hit somebody? So you tell them, go and hit the people. Say, no, he himself is cold. He needs some heat. We must get on fire. Oh, I said, we must get on fire. Hallelujah. Praise God. Church. Hallelujah. But the world have more ice water. So when we come to church, we must get ourselves, because we have Christ. There was a time the church met, and when they met, the Bible said when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in a place. And suddenly, before then, Jesus appeared unto them, and they started asking him, when shall you restore the kingdom? Jesus, when will your party come to power? So that no, everybody wants. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel. We thought you coming, you were going to restore the kingdom. Before we realized you were killed. So at this time, will this kingdom be restored to us? God, that is all the expectation of the Jew. At this time, Lord, will you make me the millionaire you say you make me? Lord, when will you heal this, my disease and my sickness? So there are questions we ask. And the way Jesus answered the question, and he said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. Men will always want to know. Very inquisitive. As you are sitting down here, you want to know every details about your life. You want to know, maybe except the day you die. Nobody will ask, Lord, when am I going to die? Nobody have asked that. There are things God has promised us, and we are all waiting. And we are expecting, when will this thing come to pass? God has promised, but the day and the time is in his hands. The promises of God, they are yea and amen, but the day and the time is in his hands. And that is what makes us very agitated. That makes some people backslide. You wait small. The thing is not coming because you don't know which day. Even his coming, we don't know. People have predicted. They gave dates. And the date came to pass. People use and say, oh, this is the time he will come. And Yankupon doji, you know. So I've been thinking that Jesus will come this year. We are not sure. Someone said, let him marry first. So they are not different from us that want to know the times of fulfillment of what he's promised us. And he said to them, it is not for you to know times or season who the Father has put in his own authority. Just obey, trust, and walk by what he said. The time and the season, when they come, you will have it. Lions are very strong. In a bush, they can catch any animal. But it's different between having strength and finding the animal. The finding is God who makes you see it. You may have all kind of knowledge, all kind of education, all kind of whatever you need to make it in this world. But finding it come from God. You need to prepare the lion. It didn't mean that the lion is not strong. He's strong. The only problem is that he might not find the prey. If you don't find it, all your strength is useless. So in this world, the prey is provided by God. So because if from God, if you rely on yourself like the lion, that because I am strong, when I go out every day, I'll get something, you are at loss. Because you go with that knowledge, for that you have it truly. You can catch it truly. But whether you will find something to catch, that depends on God. I hope you're getting me. That is why with all your abilities, we still need to trust God. Sometimes, for me, some people come to say, sometimes some people come to me, I look at what they have achieved. Huh. And when they talk to you, the knowledge they possess, some of them can rule a nation. But there's no nation to rule. We have potential presidents here, potential pastors here, prophets here, that can pastor the church better than me. But there's no church. It is God who provided. So the fact that you have the ability doesn't mean that you have achieved. It is when God opens the door for you to use your ability, that is what I'm praying for you. We are in a month of rich. Why do we have to witness as Christians? It is a duty. Tell somebody it's a duty. Say, it's your duty. Say, it's your duty. The Bible call it the great, some of them call it the Great Commission. It's one of the things when Jesus was leaving, he left with us. He said, go ye into the whole world and preach the good news. And anyone who will believe, we shall baptize them. And that is our work. So our job is to preach. The work of the Holy Spirit is to convict them, show Christ to them. What we preach to them, we make it in the flesh form and let them see it. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to what? To what? To what? So the gospel is for everyone. It is not for a selective people, people who are selected. To everyone in your community, every human being you see walking around, the gospel is for him. Our problem is that, what about when we tell them and they turn us off? That is, he didn't say, go and get them born again. He said, go and preach. He is the one who should convict them. Once you preach, you finish your work. The Bible says, when you see a sinner, somebody sinning, and you refuse to tell the sinner, if the sinner dies, the blood is upon you. He said, prophet, you are frightening us. That is the truth. So any bad unbeliever you pass by, which you ought to speak to, his blood is with you. That's how serious it is. When I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, what did God tell Adam? He said, any soul that sinned will surely die. And he said, all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. He's telling us to save. The entire world lies in the hands of the wicked ones. The entire world, the wicked one is having his field day. So God has chosen you that this world is heading towards a crash. So warn them. Send my message to them that I have a way of bringing them out, because they of their own cannot save themselves. I have paid the price. They just need to believe me. But the word must go to convict them to repent. And after repentance, then God can save them. And when I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, and you give him no warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his word. To save what? So the purpose of our witnessing is to save people's life. That same wicked man, if we don't tell the man, that person, yes, he will live his life. That same wicked man shall die in his iniquity. Dying in their sin is very serious. God wants to take them out of the Adamic sin and place them in Christ. He doesn't want anybody to die in a sin. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life, or eternal life. Eternal life. A life that have no end. A life that continues. We have eternal life and we have eternal death. We want to shift men from eternal death to eternal life. It doesn't take so much money. It takes a change of heart. And a change of heart will not come until the word goes with the power of the Holy Spirit to convict them, then they can turn, then God can save them. That same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. This is a very serious business. It's not a frightening thing. But let's go to the next verse. Yet, if you warn the wicked, you preach to the one in the world, and he does not turn from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity the same way, but you have delivered your soul. Again, when the righteous man turns from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die. Because you did not give him warning. He shall die in his sin, and his righteousness, which he has done, shall not be remembered. But his blood I will require at your hand. I want us to see the seriousness of neglecting to help people. The Christian, when the Christian is misbehaving, talk to him. Help him. Don't encourage him. Help him. When a non-believer is there, preach the gospel to him. So we have responsibility to both the unbeliever and the believer. Let's help ourselves not to backslide. Why? The reason why I read this is that as we go out, there are two kind of people we're going to meet. Those who have fallen off and have left the faith. Let's bring them back. Those who haven't heard about Christ, let's get them know about Christ. I hope you're getting me. We are snatching people from the hands of the devil. We have to depopulate hell and populate heaven. Heaven must be filled. And hell must go empty. Because of you. Hallelujah. It is our duty. It's a duty of the Christian to preach the gospel. When Jesus told them that, oh, let me go back to my book of Acts. And he said to them, but you shall receive power. Where did we read the first? Go back. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? We have our business finding where we can be rich. We can get this, we can get that, we can get that. Our own comfort. That's what we are looking for. And sometimes most of us, we come to church. What we need is, God help me, my family, full stop. Some even pray that they alone become rich so that others can depend on them and they will show them that they are great. So they also asked for the blessing they're going to get. And he said to them, it is not for you to know the season who or at the times or season who their father has put in his own authority. Verse 8. But this is what you must know. So he brought but. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. They ask to know when they can, their party will come to power, because they know I'm going to give you work. Forget about your party coming to power. I'm giving you work. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. And when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, he is going to make you a witness. There's something about you that when people see you, they know you have walked with Christ. Peter, John, James, Bartholomew, and all the rest, they were there casting lot. Before then, they were casting lot because they didn't know what to do. So they were casting lot. They did election. The electoral commissioner was there. Then they voted. So everybody's eyes was looking who will win. No cheating in that one, yeah, because they are Christians. And they cast out their lot, and the lot fell on Matthias. And he was numbered with the 11 apostles. Because one had hanged himself. He followed money and hanged himself. The thief hanged himself. So, he said, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. When God's Spirit, the sign that the Spirit of God is upon a man, is whether he's a witness. You shall stand out among everybody. When you are at a meeting and you speak, they should see salt of Christ in your speech. You don't speak like others. To be a witness, when you are even doing politics, you will do it the Christ way. In your office, it's not only speaking. They will say, this man, this lady is different. The way she works, you can depend on her. She does her things. And she does her things like if Jesus was here, it was Jesus, how he would do it. People should see your character, not only your speech. There are different things we can do to be witnesses. Imagine you fighting in Trotro. At a fighting with the people. then you want to witness to them. Will it be effective? You can preach the best message. They will rubbish it and throw it away because of where the message is coming from. So in witnessing, the reason why some of us don't have the boldness to witness is because of our lifestyle. So you are not bold to tell them Jesus wants to save you. Because you yourself, you don't behave like a saved man, a saved woman. So sometimes our own character sometimes keeps us and makes us lose confidence in telling others what Christ is all about. It's difficult for a poor man to go and preach prosperity at East Legon. You meet and you want to preach prosperity. You look at the person well dressed in his car, what friend come about. How do you tell that Jesus can make you a rich man? Confidence, friend. But doesn't mean that we shouldn't preach it. No. If you go to preach yourself, that's how it happens. But if you go to preach Christ, I believe that there is something. What we are preaching is not prosperity. It's not Jesus who will do this. We are preaching that people are going to hell. There is a heaven. People must go. That heaven, you don't buy it with money. It doesn't matter whether it's not a plane ticket that you can buy first class. You can have all your monies. Look, they can bury you with aeroplane coffin. Or some of you, your latest dress, latest coat. It doesn't matter whether they buried you with full coat or half coat. You need the righteousness of God, the dressing of the Lord. We are going into the world to tell them that the world is not what you are living in. There is an afterworld. And it's the afterworld that we are talking about. We are not going to live here forever. God wants us to be witnesses. What we want to show the sinner in our witnesses is a simple thing. That Jesus is the only Son of God who came to this world and died and resurrected and took our sins, washed our sins, because without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. He didn't remold it. He didn't just make you look, but he took those sins. He didn't cover the sins. He took them away. He forgives us. So forgiveness is preached in the name of Jesus. Then we should be able to lead. When Jesus is resurrected, God said, if we believe in our heart, it need to create faith in the heart of the person that God raised Jesus from the dead. The modern world will make it look stupid. And the Bible says that the gospel looks very stupid in the mind of those who are perishing. But to those who are saved, it is great to them. You see, our witnessing is not to go and say, stop sinning. They know that what they are doing is sinful. Stop drinking. They know some of them don't like to drink, but they are addicted. Some of them know that what they are doing is destroying them. But you are introducing a solution. Stop doing this, stop doing that. No, that's not what we are going to preach. Don't eat this meat. Don't wear what? That is not the good news? The good news is that we are struggling. We wanted to stop sin, but we can't stop. But somebody have come and died for our sin to help us come out of that sin. Amen. So you can use the word of God to drive people away, and you can use the word of God to bring them back. I hope you are getting me. So don't go and use the word of God and drive them into the world, but use it to bring them. And when they come, you feed them and feed them and feed them. They forget that they have to go back again. They will stay with Christ. So Jesus died. It's a good news. That's why we are going to preach. It's a good news. A good news. Everybody wants to hear good news. You don't need to know everything, but you must know what got you born again. How did you get born again? What did you hear? Know it. Very simple. You believe in Christ. How? What was your experience? What word did you hear? The word you heard that got you born again can get another person born again. So it's not just to learn new. It's good to learn more things. Don't go and argue. The central theme is Jesus. When God is looking at us, he either sees you in the first Adam with the flesh, with the sin, rejected. Or he sees you in the last Adam. So what we are doing is to move people from Adam first to Adam last. When you enter into Adam last, it takes you to heaven. When you remain in Adam first, it takes you to hell. There are two destinations. And the Adam last is flying to heaven. He has assured us that everybody has a mansion. He said, I am going to prepare for you a place. If it were not so, I wouldn't have told you that I'm going to prepare you a place. And when I finish, I will come back with my plane and catch you up with me. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you toward myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So because of destination of the soul of man, that is why we are preaching. We are going to witness. We want to be where Jesus will be forever. Wherever Jesus will be is a place that is called the eternal place, where it's called eternal life is there. Where the other place is death. So we are bringing people from darkness into light. So that is why it is very important to talk and preach, give the tract to them, invite them. So one way is a tract. The other way is the help approach. You want to help somebody. Oh, you're looking for a place. Yes. Oh, really? What do you want? Then you take your time as you go with them. You chip in. Oh, why you got you couldn't find your way. You don't know. Why can't you find a place? Do you know that there are people are also looking for eternal place? There's eternal place we are also going. That if you don't find a way, you'll go the wrong way. Then you chip in the gospel. So in everything, you can chip in the gospel in a very nice way and bring Christ in. Once you create the need, You create the person that, look, there is some need in your life about your life. Somebody say, oh, me, well, for me, I'm better. You know, people have an idea that they compare their life with Christians. They say, oh, sure, I know some Christians. I'm better than them. It is not whether they are better or worse. It is whether they see it in you. Hey, if it is coconut seed, you cannot get yam. If it is mango, don't expect orange. So if you want to bear fruit of mango, take the mango Jesus. And you will bring up, the mango itself will come out. You don't need to force to bear fruit of mango, because the seed in you is mango, so it will bear mango fruit. Why you are struggling is because of the type of seed in you. So you will help a person. Then we can also get the request approach. Jesus and the Samaritan. The Samaritan came and Jesus asked, give me water. This man, he wanted to preach the gospel. I didn't even read he even got the water from the woman. He said, give me water to drink. That's the request. And the woman entered into a debate with Jesus. A Samaritan woman came to draw water. Jesus said to her, give me a drink. Then the woman of Samaria said to her, how is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me? A Samaritan woman. For Jews have no dealing with Samaritans. Some people think that Christians don't like them. Some people think that their ways are variant with Christianity. You don't go to fight them. So Jesus used a conversation then before he brought her to the salvation and gave her the message. Paul was walking, and he saw fetish things around. Instead of condemning them, he rather used those gods to preach the gospel. In every condition, create and bring Jesus out of it. Amen. For as I was passing through, and considering the object of your worship. So people have different object of worship. Their object of worship, some object of worship is a tree. Some object of worship is a river. Some object of worship is a hill. Some object of worship is a crossroad. So people have different. Some have molded. They've done some carvings and put it down, and the thing is standing like this, and they hang some things around the neck and put something on it. That's their object of worship. If you don't take time, you'll be so angry and start condemning them when you go to that village. But that is not the way to condemn. Paul saw it, and he took advantage. He was going, and he saw one. These people, they like gods everywhere. So he went to one, and they did gods, and the people got tired, so they didn't have one. They said, this one is unknown. So when he saw the unknown one, he used that one to preach the gospel. For as I was passing through and considering the object of worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, the unknown God. Therefore, the one whom you worship without knowing him, I proclaim to you. So using the same object to preach to them. You don't tell them that those gods can do anything. Find a way of bringing them out of that God. Pointing them that, look, you are very spiritual. You are looking for a God. But there is another, this God is the one you are looking for. But because you can't find him, you are looking it through a tree and this one. So he is this and that. Find a way of bringing that person. So you can use any method, even your office. You can use your office, natural thing, to preach the gospel. It might not come, you see, the gospel point is in it. It might not be religious, but it is still Christ. The Christ become the center. The sin still become a sin, but in a fasting, a very skillful way. So pray to them. If you fight, they will repair. If you love, they will open up. So God himself did not come to fight us when he was bringing the gospel. His son said, for God so loved the world. So we open up. Then he gave us his only begotten son. So you're going with the love for the people, not to go and whip them. They themselves, they are guilty already. You're going to add more guilt. When I used to work at something, some 40 years ago, 40 something years ago, I was walking by, I met some people, and they were preaching by Tudu side there. They called them Ujam Street. They preach, Se Ubonukwa Ujam Street. Se Usha Garantia Ujam Street. Se Upenti Wano Ujam Street. Like all of you, Ujam Street. And I passed there, and they're making Ujam Street. I listened to them. They thought I was very interested. Some gentleman came to me, one of them. He said, "Catch me," he said, "Unkwano timajina ha atiasem." I was going to tell him that. Ujam message you preaching. Ndi umana bijina ha ati. Ujam Street. If you don't give them solution to the Ujam. So he started, he brought the scriptures, hell, he talking. Then I just asked him one question. I said, "Crutch, when you're born in there?" I said, "My, oh, born in there, my baby. I'm so Jump Street." Let's just say, the one preaching and the one listening, all of us, Ujam Street. So I said, "You have preaching a very good message, but there's no solution to it. I'm going to give you the solution. The way to come out of the Ujam is Christ Jesus. True, what we are preaching, that every sinner will go to hell. But Jesus died for sinners and went to hell so that we will go to heaven." Before I finish, the guy got converted. So you can start in different way. While I close, I end with this. That as we go out, the question approach is very important. Say, do you think life is worth living? Because people are discouraged. Some are giving up. They are trying and things are not working. So you start with, do you think life is worth living? Say, "Oh, yeah, bread." Then you got him. You are bringing a solution. Then you tell him, yes, you might not have money in your pocket, but don't suffer on F here and suffer after F. So at least there's a promise for us. If you have Christ, you have eternal life. And that's what I'm giving to you. And it is very easy for those people to receive it. And you can also use current things. Use what is happening. The wars, don't use it negatively. But use it. They said the wars are there, things are difficult because of Ukraine, because of Israel wars. Nehemiah didn't see ya. So even you can even use the internet. I'll take as a message. Say, look, if you were depending on the internet, so everything can fail. And Jesus don't want to fail you. So there are things you can use to get the attention of people and bring the good news. Don't just go bing, 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 and they will throw you away. Just learn how to start conversation with the current things. Today, did your phone work? Did your internet work? I say, oh, no. Oh, why? I said, do you know that God doesn't want sin is like cutting the internet line? And so that when you pray, it doesn't go to God. I hope you're getting me. Yes. They say, that's why when I pray, I don't get answers. Then you get him. How can you get answers? By repairing the wall. Either I lay a new one. There's a new line that can never be cut. There's God have thrown some satellite up. It doesn't use the underground sea. It goes straight and come to your house. So you can switch to that line by your faith. Then you pray the gospel. And that is Christ Jesus. I hope you're getting me. I'm giving you ways of bringing the good news to people. The way the world is changing, the message should be there. The content of the message should be the same, but we should put it in a different package. If you package it the way we used to package it, it will not have the effect because the world even is repackaging things. Amen. God bless you.